Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number three. That means it's time for Ask Ross, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. The NFL is back, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, it's giving all new players a can't-miss offer for week one. You only bet $1 on any NFL game during the first week of the season, and get this, you receive $200 in free bets instantly, no matter what. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN, that's code KSN, for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. As I said, quarter number three, it's time for Ask Ross. This is where we take your questions for Ross. Best question wins the KSN polo shirt. If you want to submit a question for Ross, just download our app, Keystone Sports. You'll see the Ask Ross button, or email us at info@ksnsports.net. We're also doing something else. We're going to do a drawing in a couple weeks from those who have sent in a question to Ask Ross or Ask T. Frank, and that winner gets a free RV weekend from our friends at GoPSURV.com for the first Big Ten home game against Indiana. Ross, you and I both know it's a great time at GoPSURV. If you like tailgating,
honestly,
it's the place,
man,
to be.
It just gets me angry. It just gets me jealous. I'm not allowed to go to any of them because I'm always doing a game. I would love to just go to Mark's RV camp every weekend and tailgate, eat and drink my face off, and go to the Penn State game.
And the Labatt beer will be there. And you know what, Ross? I was in State College last week. I got to see Mark. He's prepping the place. It's going to be a fantastic year there. Hopefully, folks, you go to the Ball State game. I'm going to be there and love to say hello to you. All right, Ross, let's start with this. Jimmy from Forest City. I don't know if you remember this, but last week Jimmy sent us a question. And this week Jimmy says, I got trashed last week for asking about Penn State's 2022 quarterback situation, so I'm looking for redemption. Okay, Ross, you got to be gentle with him. So Jimmy says he's going to stick with the 2021 season. Do you think Penn State has a better chance to be 0-3 or 3-0 to start the season, and why?
Better chance to be 3-0. You know, I mean, they've got two home games where they're over a touchdown favorite. And I just don't – look, I think – I've said before, I think the Ball State game will be more competitive than other people think. But I still think Penn State ultimately wins by two scores. I just don't think they win, Jim, by 30 points. You know? Right. I mean, I think it's a two-score game. I think Penn State pulls away and wins 35-21. You know, something like that. I just think it's a more competitive game, maybe 38-21. Look, I think Penn State wins. I just think I would probably take the points and Ball State right now because that is a veteran bunch that – that's like the next thing for them to accomplish, Jim, right? Like this group of Ball State Cardinals, they won the conference. They won a bowl game. The next like rung on the ladder is to beat a Power 5 team. So I think they're putting a lot into that game. So at any rate, I think they're more likely to go 3-0. I don't think Auburn's very good. And Auburn's got a brutal schedule. And I think the Wisconsin game's kind of a toss-up. I mean, I lean more Wisconsin because of the youth on Penn State's defensive line going against, you know, that Wisconsin offensive line. I'm a little afraid Penn State's going to get beat up in that game. But they could easily win that game.
All right. Speaking of that Wisconsin game, our good friend Kevin from Milwaukee has a public service announcement for us. He said, as a diehard Nittany Lion fan living in Milwaukee, I've been to every Penn State game at Wisconsin for the last so many years. If anyone's going to the Wisconsin game in their RV, please note the only lot where you could park your RV on campus is Lot 60. It's a hidden gem, a fantastic time. You'll get the flavor of the Penn State RV crowd on the road. His question is, Ross, where are you going to be on September 4th? What game are you calling?
So this is interesting, all right? Full disclosure, I think people that have been listening for a while know that I am really good friends with Todd Rucci, a former Penn State letterman, who's both of his sons now play at Wisconsin. So if I didn't have a game that weekend, Jim, I would have been driving out to Madison, Wisconsin to tailgate and enjoy the Wisconsin-Penn State game. And probably just keep my mouth shut about who I was rooting for during the game because I'd be with a bunch of Wisconsin parents or whatever. But I got a game. I have 15 college football games this season, which is hard to do, right? It's like a 12-week schedule. 15 college games. That'll be my first one. And I'm really looking forward to it. It'll be Holy Cross, the Patriot League champs in the spring from the FCS. I got a really good program at UConn. And it'll be the first home football game at UConn in like 700 days or something crazy. So I don't know how many people they'll have there, but I'm excited to see what it's like.
That's fantastic. Have you been to Madison for a game, Ross?
I never have. I would love to. It's on the bucket list. And I want to try to go one of these times while, you know, my buddy's two boys are on the team. But like I said, I always have a game.
I went one time. Had the time of my life, more brats and beers than I should have had. What a great time, though. If you want to do a road trip, Madison is a good place to do it. All right, let's go to Ryan and Dubois. And here's what Ryan says. I've written twice before and didn't win the shirt, so I've compiled the ultimate question to guarantee I win a shirt. I believe I've cracked the formula, and this question will check all the boxes for a win. My favorite pizza is pepperoni with extra cheese, and I shy away from pizza with vegetables. Second, I've been a loyal listener for 3 years now, in large part due to Ross's humor, wit, and profound insight into the game. Jim, I also appreciate your expert level of directing comments and conversation. You're the Steven Spielberg of podcast directing. Finally, I will ask a question about the offensive line. What improvements do you need to see from the offensive line, Ross, to give them a shot at least 10 wins? And he adds, I could almost feel that silky smooth polo shirt on me right now. What do you think about Ryan?
That guy's laying it on pretty thick there, huh? He really wants it. By the way, I should mention, I think you guys know you can always listen to the Ross Tucker podcast. If you really like me that much, or if you're just saying that because you want the shirt, then don't worry about it. But I also do the college draft podcast, which is kind of cool, Jim, because like we pick college games against the spread. So if you're just a college football guy, that's cool. My co-host picked all the games this weekend, including, by the way, Nebraska-Illinois. That feels like a must-win game for Nebraska. I mean,
oh, it is. It is a must-win.
It's the first week zero must-win game in college football history. It's amazing. At any rate, you know, it sounds like they're still up in the air a little bit about the guards. I think Juice Scruggs will have one spot, but the other one, Des Holmes, Eric Wilson, Anthony Wiggin. I just think that it's kind of across the board. I think Rasheed Walker and Caden Wallace are their studs. And how I would answer that, Jim, is your studs got to play like studs. You know, those are like either five-star guys or really high four-star guys. They got to play like it. You know, they got to go out there and they got to be dominant week in and week out. And then Miranda has got to get that interior trio to come together. We mentioned last year, I felt like Will Fries took a step forward. I felt like Michael Mennett took a little bit of a step back. I think it's really just across the board, working better together, working better in concert together is what those guys need to do.
All right, real good. Let's see. Steve in Chicago says, based on the tough opening schedule Penn State has this year, what are three or four of your bold predictions for the first three games?
Ooh, I feel like I already gave some of them out.
But you got to be bold, though.
Yeah, I don't know if it's that bold. Well, I guess we can maybe do more individual stuff. I usually think more about the game stuff. But, you know, in terms of the actual score, I think Penn State, here's my bold prediction, Jim. I think Penn State beats Auburn by double digits. You know, an SEC West team, I just think that it's going to be a whiteout. And I know Auburn's used to playing at LSU and at Alabama. I get that. But I guess I just feel like that, you know, we know how well Penn State plays in the whiteout games historically. And I'm still annoyed, by the way, that they didn't have last year, you know, they didn't have fans for the Ohio State game. That bothers me. And in fairness to Auburn, they get Alabama State the week before, an FCS team, after they play Akron, who's a really bad MAC team. And then they have Georgia State the week after. So Auburn should be primed and ready for that one. I still think Penn State wins by double digits. I think the Wisconsin and Ball State games actually gives them a pretty good chance to be in good shape in that game, because I think Penn State will be more ready to go from the competition than Auburn will be.
All right, I want to sneak one more in real quick because I want your thoughts on this topic. Glenn from Pleasantville, New York. I like the idea of the scheduling alliance between the Big Ten, ACC, and Pac-12. Ross, real quick, your thoughts on that alliance and potential scheduling of games cross-conference.
I think it was smart for them to form some type of alliance to let the SEC and ESPN know that they don't control all of college football, that they're not going to just run the show and do whatever they want to do and just take teams and do all that stuff. Other than that, Jim, I don't know what the heck the alliance is. I mean, I really don't know what it is. It's like they just said, we have an alliance. You can't dominate college football like you're trying to do. That's about all I know about it.
Well, the alliance, what they announced this week, and what Andy and I talked about in the Q1, was nothing more than just an announcement. They announced nothing until we start seeing games like Ohio State, Clemson, and Penn State, USC. It's meaningless. But if we start seeing those games, I'm all for it. Stick around in quarter number four. We will announce our winner, and Andrew P. Shea will rejoin us.
The NFL is back, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving all new players a can't-miss offer for Week 1. Bet just $1 on any NFL game during the first week of the season and receive $200 in free bets instantly, no matter what. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey y'all, it's Blake Shelton here, introducing y'all to the all-new American Brewed Smithworks Hard Seltzer Lemonade. Made for days when schedules are empty and coolers are full, Smithworks Hard Seltzer Lemonade is a perfect choice for celebrating good times. Available now in four Heartland-inspired flavors. Check out smithworksusa.com for a store nearest you.
Premium malt beverage with natural flavors. 5% ABV. Copyright 2021 Smithworks Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.